Welcome to tonight's edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's finished here and after another game at Brayhead Arena, Brayhead Clan 3, Edinburgh Capitals 1, a feisty affair that had plenty of entertainment on it. Clan prevailing in the end, though, getting a 3-1 win that takes them into that rematch at Murrayfield on Sunday night. It was a goalless first period. Neil Trim came closest, he hit the post, but then into the second period he got the opener on 27:44, his shot leaving Thomas Hydlowski beaten as Matt Haywood set him up for the finish. Clan saw Chris Frank given a game penalty after he collided with Sean Beattie, who came off worse in that one. Then Zach Fitzgerald and Kyle Flemington came to blows. Ryan Kavanagh's shot caused some problems. There was a bit of a charging call there. Next thing, the two players came to blows. Zach Fitzgerald and Kyle Flemington both getting 5-minute penalties. Then Lee Salters and Riley Emerson dropped the gloves and went for it towards the end of the second period, getting the fans on their feet. It was certainly a feisty affair. Into the third period, Scott Pitt in the right place at the right time as he finished Clan second in the middle, just in front of Hydlowski. Brayhead Clan went 2-0 up. Then it was 3-0 Pitt down the inside left, squaring out for Neil Trim, who took a touch, then blasted past the Edinburgh goalie Hydlowski. Edinburgh pulled one back, Dennis Ricks forcing the puck over the line after Marcel Petron's shot triggered a minor scramble in front of Kyle Jones' crease. Jade Portwood with the assist, Ricks with the goal, and Edinburgh pulled one back to make it Brayhead Clan 3, Edinburgh Capitals 1. We'll get some reaction from coach Ryan Finnerty and one or two others.
First to join me is the Edinburgh Capitals coach, Richard Hartman. Richard, a sore defeat tonight, but you were losing guys all over the place. How'd you sum up the game tonight?
Yes, again, the one point I had just four people on the bench, so it was a really hard game for us. But the guys was fighting again, but we always leaking on a little bit smartness and the right time to be in the right place. That's only what we're missing right now. But again, I'm probably the same, and I'm saying we got the effort, we got all the toughness, everything is there. Only we didn't find the leaders who will pull the train and started just scoring a goal.
You missed out tonight. You didn't play tonight. Neither did Joe Grimaldi to start with. What's the situation with both of you?
So I don't know. I will be out probably next couple of weeks, or maybe I will see. I will try my best to get on the lineup right away I can. And Joe Grimaldi, no comment.
Okay. Sean Beattie took that sore one from Chris Frank in the second period. He went off the ice. We didn't see him again. How's he doing?
I hope it'll be all right. Tomorrow we'll see how the goes over the night, because I think he was knocked out. So we see how he is going. And after tomorrow, I will see and I will do the lineup.
You played well tonight, I think, for some parts of the game. You were showing great movement and going forward, but once again you just couldn't find that finishing touch up front.
Again, that's what I'm saying. We're playing well. We're trying hard. We create the chances, but the guys are not patient enough to believe themselves they can win, and then we just do the stupid mistakes, and that's what's cost us a goal, and that's always like that the last few games.
How big a test is it going to be for you tomorrow? You're going to be short-handed again. You're missing yourself, Joe Grimaldi. You mentioned Sean Beattie might not play tomorrow, plus whoever else. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow.
Like every game for me, right? The last couple of weeks, so I need to deal with it, and the guys need to step up and say whatever how tired we are, whatever how many players we have on the bench, they need to show they can win the games. That's right. Right now it's up to us. We prepared for it, and we just need to go there and do it.
Thanks very much, Richard.
You're welcome.
I'm now with Zach Sullivan. Brayhead Clan winning 3-1 tonight. How tough a game was that for you out there tonight?
Yeah, it was a tough game. We had to show our team toughness and then our individual toughness. Saltsy had a good fight against Everson, and Fitzy against
Flemington.
Yeah, we showed our toughness both all the way through the game. So yeah, it was a good win.
That's the kind of games you have to win, isn't it? You know, I mean, top of the league, going really well at the moment. Edinburgh brought a tough test with them.
Yeah, they came out well. They've been playing a lot of hockey over the last couple of weeks, so tried to take advantage of that, and we got the 2 points here, and hopefully we can go there tomorrow and get 2 points there.
Lines are clicking really well too. You know, watching the game from where I am, you can really see a great understanding between you.
Yeah, everyone gets on really well in the room, and I guess that helps. And obviously, we're winning as well. So,
how tough a game are you expecting tomorrow? There's going to be a bit of carryover from tonight's game, one or two of the fights that we saw out there tonight. Is it going to be even tougher?
Yeah, I think they're going to want to prove that it was a one-off, and obviously we shut them out both times, played them there, so they're going to want to prove something to us, so we've got to go there and be ready to perform.
Thanks very much, Zach. Neil Trim, another tough night at Brayhead Arena tonight. You got a goal as well. Good night for you.
Yeah, it was a good night. You know, Edinburgh was a bit shorthanded, but they played hard like they always do. And, you know, Jonesy played awesome for us, and we came out on top.
I mean, what was it like out there? It looked like a tough game to watch. Edinburgh, I mean, you touched on the physicality side of it there. You guys really had to battle through that.
Yeah. No, they're a different team this year. They're physical. They got a lot of big guys on the back end there. But, you know, we're a big team, too. We can handle ourselves. And, you know, a couple collisions and a couple altercations tonight, and that's hockey, you know.
You're in a good run of form at the moment. There was another couple of goals for you tonight. I think you're top of the scoring charts as well. But you're certainly going well.
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, Pitter and Salts are playing awesome. Just, you know, we're really clicking together, and, you know, everyone's having a good year, so it's well.
Do you really feel it out there with the guys? You've had those number of weeks to gel together and get used to each other.
Yeah. I think we get, you know, we're getting better every game, and it seemed like we gelled right away, and, you know, that's easy when you have everyone's on the same page, and, you know, you kind of know where everyone's going to be, so it's working well.
And then back to Edinburgh tomorrow, another rematch. How tough is that one going to be compared to this one?
Yeah, they play well in their own rink. It's a tough rink to play in, tough place to go in on a Sunday. And, you know, it'll be another hard-fought game. I don't, you know, we never take them lightly, and they usually give us their best, so it'll be good.
Thanks very much, Neil.
No problem.
And finally tonight with the Brayhead Clan head coach, Ryan Finnerty. A 3-1 win tonight, at times a hard-fought one, but pleasing all the same.
Yeah, we didn't come out of the gates as well as we normally do here, especially at home, but we got a response in the second period. I thought the guys showed some pretty good passion and then came out. And nobody was happy with the way we started the game, and then I thought in the third we got back to more playing more of our style, and so it was kind of the tale of three periods, I guess. But at the end of the day, we got the result we wanted, and moving on.
Scott Pitt and Neil Trim seem to be putting together a bit of a combination, and one of the lines for you, they played really well tonight.
Yeah, they've been good for us all season here, and Lisa Aldridge is a big reason that line works, and he creates so much room for those two to do what they do. And yeah, like I said, it wasn't our best game, but we found a way to win, and we move on now as the second part tomorrow.
What was your thoughts on losing Chris Frank, the game penalty in the second period for the hit on Sean Beattie?
Yeah, I thought he read the play pretty good, and you know the puck came up there, and you know, there's no hit to the head or anything. It's a, you know, unfortunately the kid gets hurt. He kind of gets caught in no man's land, and you know, I'm sure his reputation carried the five. It's not a match. It's just the five in the game. And you know, we watch it back on slow motion. There's no contact to the head. You know, the puck's there. It's in my opinion, it's a clean good hockey hit. It's well read. It's what we do. And when that puck comes up the wall like that, our D are going down, and you know, unfortunately, fortunately, the kid was in a bad situation, and he got hurt, and that's hockey, though. You move on.
Do you think Edinburgh will maybe take that into tomorrow? The feeling of perhaps disappointment of not getting anything from tonight's game, but I'll spur them on tomorrow in the rematch.
Yeah, I thought Edinburgh actually played pretty well. I thought they shut us down on the power and our power play pretty good. And they created some problems, and like we didn't get inside on them too much. I thought they did a pretty good job tonight. They were low on bodies, but they played well. But like I said, we're happy we got the result, but we're definitely not content with the way we played.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Thanks.
That's all from Clan Radio tonight here at Brayhead Arena on the night when Brayhead Clan defeated the Edinburgh Capitals by 3-1. Keep up to date with the latest news on the Clan on the website, www.brayheadclan.com. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. I'll be back tomorrow from Murrayfield, rather, easy for me to say, as Clan go to Edinburgh to take on the Capitals once again. We'll bring you more from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, from there. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.